Christ is born.
Glorify him.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, the sinner. The simple prayer known as the Jesus Prayer or Prayer of the Heart captures the human heart in many ways. Many years ago, I talked to one of my good friends who is also a priest, and somehow we got on the topic of praying. And he said, with a beautiful simplicity, this sentence: if we prayed for everything that we needed to pray for, we would not have time to do anything else. Meaning we would not have time to do anything extra in our life, because we would yearn only to fulfill the desire to pray for ourselves and for others. Now, after being a priest of a year and some months, I think I understand what he said. We are busy. We have to work every single day. We have our responsibility that cannot be pushed aside. We have to meet with people that drain our energy. It is life, whether we like it or not. But this life, what we are living, is very temporary. Some elders say that we are like travelers moving throughout this world, and our goal is to reach paradise. This might sound a little impossible at this moment, because I have to work, I have to do my duties, and maybe I have to deal with people I don't like, and yet somehow I have to pray. Yes, look, it would look really bad or weird, actually, if in the middle of the vacuuming we would pull out a prayer book and start to pray, speaking from experience. Or when we talk to someone and then we hold the conversation off because we want to say a certain prayer at that moment. It doesn't work that way. The prayer doesn't work that way. And because of that, prayer can suffer, and prayer cannot grow, and we cannot grow. That's why we have the Jesus Prayer: Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, the sinner. The primary goal of Jesus Prayer is to help us deepen our relationship with Christ. The Gospel gives us a good explanation of the example of Martha and Mary in the Gospels. Martha was busy with hospitality. Martha can be those who are too busy for everything. While her sister Mary sat at Jesus' feet and listened to his words, Mary can be those who find time for Christ. The Savior said of Mary that she chose the better part. Jesus' prayer helps us to imitate Mary's example. It leads us to silence, to put aside earthly concerns and allow the heart to rise to God, even in the midst of tribulations or working or talking to people. It is a prayer that every human heart yearns for, consciously or unconsciously. Jesus' prayer is very powerful in its simplicity. It's not only the method of meditation, it's not only a method of discipline, it's much more. It enables us to participate in God's nature. It allows us to invite God into our thoughts and feelings in such a way that He becomes a constant part of our mind and our heart. Prayer brings Christ into every aspect of our lives. And the goal of prayer is to union with God. In the Jesus Prayer, we confess the power of Christ as our Lord and God, along with our weakness, our sinfulness, for which we seek His mercy and forgiveness. This is possible only with the help of humility. Without it, prayer is just worthless sound coming out of our mouths. St. Ignatius Brancianino guides us to acquire humility, and he says that a humble mindset is a mindset according to the gospel, that is according to Christ. Humility is a state of heart. First, one must learn to be to have a humble mindset. The more one practices humility, the more the soul acquires humility, because the state of the heart always depends on the thoughts that occupy the mind. On average, we have about 10,000 thoughts a day. It might change now, but last time I checked. What if we cut that in half? What if 5,000 of our thoughts would be on Christ with the Jesus prayer? It would change our life immediately. And not just our life, but the lives of others who are with us, and our children, our co-workers. When a person's actions become enlightened by God's grace, then humble thinking and humility begin to give birth and complement each other with the help of prayer. Such a simple prayer and change changes not just our lives, but the lives of anyone who is around us. It is a very, very slow process, but it's such a beautiful thing to experience. In the epistle, St. Paul tells us that we must pray unceasingly. And we have to perfect prayer to start practicing this unceasing prayer. Every breath can be a humble breath of Jesus' prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. That's why we should insert this prayer at any moment of our life. When we vacuum or drive, garden, or when we do any manual labor, cook, or when we have horrible trials in our life, pain, depression. Whatever we do, we can keep Christ in our mind and in our heart at all times. And when we go do our prayers in the morning and evening, and we are ready to say the Jesus prayer, then we are saying it with even deeper intention, deeper love for God, and razor sharp focus. So it's a new year. Let us try to pray more. Let us try to keep Christ in our hearts more and more each and every single day. Christ is born.